here is the head coach, Mike Babcock. Busy times for you?
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year. You got to find a way to win a game, no?
What do you think of that performance? Were you using it as any type of measuring stick, knowing how well Washington had been playing?
Well, not really that way, and yet you know your team's going to be excited. It's a long year. You got a veteran team. Lots of nights are not as excited as the coach would like them to be, and that's just the facts. And so I knew going into the game our guys would be excited to play them. You know, they were playing well. They got high-end players, so our guys were excited, and I thought our guys played well. I thought we played well without the puck, looked like we knew how to play, which is a positive thing at this time of year.
Mike, just to get away from the Red Wings for a minute, you've been fairly strong in your commentary on headshots a month or so ago. You see it in every newspaper in North America, at least in Canada for the most part, headlines. You come out of the GM meetings and all of a sudden you see two in one night. Heatley's headshot to Ott and Marchand's headshot to Umberger. I mean, what are your thoughts on what's going on? Are we overreacting? Is the media way overreacting, or are you as frustrated as anybody?
No, I'm not as frustrated as you guys, and I think the media is overreacting, but I think what's happened is the media scrutiny of our game is way greater than it ever was, and there's more talk radio about it, and there's more talk TV about it, and so therefore it's a higher profile. But to me, the bottom line here is the guys are bigger, stronger, faster. They're getting there quicker, and we can talk all we want. When we took obstruction out of the game, mm-hmm. people arrive faster and harder. That's all there is to it. And if you think you can teach the D-man all day long to get the guy in the back and turn the right angle, and you can, but they're only the great, great ones never get touched. The rest of us are going to get bumped sometime. But the thing to me is there's always going to be concussions. There's going to be concussions on clean hits. I just think that the shots to the head, any shot to the head should be penalized and reviewed. I think it's real straightforward. And then if you make it that way and then you evaluate each one after and handle suspensions accordingly, I think it goes away. Players adjust, players don't want to lose money.
Yep, exactly. I the question is, you come out of it and all of a sudden you see Heatley, who's not known for it, throw the chicken wing out into the face, and you see it, with the kid Marchand. I mean, I shake my head. But anyway, okay. Rafalski's been a big loss. You get him back and impact fairly quickly.
Well, I think the big thing here is we have to manage that. I was just talking to Brad McCrimmon about that. Is Rafi's an outstanding player, great puck mover, veteran D, knows how to play the game. Healthy, he's elite. Not healthy, you become way more average quickly. So how do we make sure he stays healthy? And that's our biggest thing. There's no sense overplaying him, getting him a situation. We need him to be as healthy as he's been. He missed basically all summer in training because of his back. And then he had a knee problem right at the start because of the lack of training over the summer. And then it just gets spinning away on you. And in this league, when the players are so good, if you're not in top-notch shape, it's hard to be as good as you're capable of being.
Mike Babcock is with us. Will you go back to Jimmy Howard tonight?
No, I won't. What we're doing basically is we had penciled in where Ozzie would start. Ozzie's not available. McDonald will start. McDonald won back in here in Columbus last time I think we were in here. So we're just going with the same rotation. As much as I'd like to play Howard every night, the situation is we didn't feel that he was as fresh as he should have been last year at playoff time. And so we're going to try to handle that the best we can.
Interesting what is going on around the league. You look at Luongo, who, is going to be a Western matchup, if you may meet or you may not meet, but, all of a sudden you look at Luongo with 53 games played. Obviously they're paying close attention to the same thing you're paying close attention to.
Well, it's great to have these plans, but if the points don't work out the way you want, your plan goes out the window in a heck of a hurry. You got to get in.
Yeah.
And, we still got to get in. We understand that. We try to manage it the best we possibly can. But when you get in, if you go through the standings today in the West, there is not one team I want to play in the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, they don't give you a bye. It's just the way it goes. So that's how good the teams are. That's how tight the league is. I think when you go from 80 points to 85 points, if I'm not mistaken, that's like 10th to 4th. That's unbelievable how tight it is, and that's how even the teams are.
Have you noticed a difference in Jimmy since he signed the contract?
Absolutely, 100%. I don't care who you are, whether it's Mike Babcock negotiating, whether one of you guys are negotiating. when it's not going the way you want, sometimes your nose gets out of joint, or you start wondering why they don't value you the way they should, and you get thinking too much. And as a goaltender, like I always think, I used to talk about one of the goalies I had in junior, I always used to say to him, you got a calculator on your blocker, you're working out your save percentage. Things start going bad, and it's going in the net. Now you tighten up, you get smaller. I think Howie's been way better and relaxed, and it's better for our team.
I said on trade deadline day, I thought that maybe one of the best moves of the day was not picking up anybody, but getting him signed. And that's a relief for everybody in the organization.
Well, for sure. And, you know, it's one of the things Kenny and I talk tons about is in our model, in our business model, our goaltender slot makes so much money, period. So if you don't fit into that scale, you're going to play somewhere else. Now, that's how what you had to get your head around. Now, I mean, if you take us, Kenny always says, if you take us for a parade down Woodward, maybe something will change. But in the meantime, that's just, it's a slotted number you got to fit in.
Yep. Mike, I know you got to fly.
Good luck, Mike.
Good luck tonight trying to make it 4 points out of the last four.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care, bud.